You know, actually, I've said this before. If you're a regular listener to the program, it's a shame during the breaks that we are not on the air. Because some of the stuff we talk about on the breaks here in the studio is really pretty good. So what a shame. And then none of that, it's all gone forever. We're not recording that. So and while we were gone, so we're getting ready to come back. And Ryan says, no Napoleon Dynamite stuff. We're not doing any Napoleon Dynamite. So, okay, so we won't do any, you know. Cause but I was talking to Karen, though, about we were getting ready, Karen, to talk about J.D. Salinger. We were talking about writing e-books. And so you're wondering, what am I talking about, right?
Yeah. What does Holden Caulfield have to do with writing an e-book on termites?
Okay. The Catcher in the Rye, written by J.D. Salinger, about 54 years ago. That's when he wrote it. The guy is still alive. J.D. Salinger is still alive in, he's a recluse up in New England somewhere. Okay. Now, I'd love to be able to talk to the guy. Just ask him a couple of questions. He would not even talk to me. He doesn't talk to anybody, I think. So, but here, this is two things. Number one, right now, the copyright law here in America got changed recently. Copyright now is author's life plus 75 years.
Wow.
Okay, so if you or anybody else, even you, Ryan, if you write something and you know you do a good job, and here's the part about J.D. Salinger. Here's a question I'd love to ask him. It's like, hey, J.D., when you wrote Catcher in the Rye, did you have any idea or did you really think that this book was going to become required reading for all freshman English students? I'd be willing to bet $100 right now his answer would be heck no.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree? You know, it's like he's probably just writing a cool story. You know, just some, he had this neat idea in his head. He wrote it out. I don't know how long it took him. But here's the best part. That's not a very big book. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say when you think about it? A paper book about half inch?
It's a quick read.
It's a quick read. I mean, you could probably read it, in 3 hours, 4 hours maybe?
I think I read it in a day once.
Yeah. I mean, tear through. Yeah, look at Ryan. Ryan's thinking, man, I can't. Yeah, Ryan, I know, man. Some people can't. Some people don't like to read. Okay. So anyway, let's just say it's 15,000-20,000 words, you know, which like most people are thinking, whoa, that's a lot. Let's say if J.D. Salinger sat down at the typewriter and just started typing, he might have gotten that done in 30 days. It could have been 2 weeks. You know, he could have just plowed right through it. Okay, so the guy worked for just say a month on it. Once he turned it into his publisher, the publisher and the copy editor probably worked together for another month, okay, like saying, hey, let's can we reword this? I mean, that's what my editor does for my column in the Tribune. You know, he'll call me up and say, Tim, I got a couple of questions, man. Can we say it this way? And they're always really kind of worried. You know,
no stranger to the copy editor.
Haven't you had your stuff edited up that you were writing in the news?
Oh, and edited a lot of things.
Yeah. So some of them are tough and some are easy. But anyway... But here you're gonna relate to this. So at some point, the publisher for that book, they actually said, and I'm paraphrasing, they said, we're done. We're going to press. And J.D. Salinger hasn't done one thing since that day. You know what I mean? On that book.
The light bulb goes off in my head.
There you go.
See what I'm talking about now?
Now, how many copies of that book do you think have sold?
Oh, millions.
Millions! In the copy, he's not dead yet. The guy's not dead. The copyright's still going to run. So his kid, if he has any children, if he has any grandkids, or if he, depending on who he puts in his estate and his will, like I bequeath all of my assets to the National Wildlife Foundation or whatever, they're going to get... See what I mean?
Yep.
So that's why I want you to just start writing, you know? You know, I'm just serious. I mean,
if only what I wrote sold a million copies a day.
Well, you just, let me tell you, you never know. I mean, you really don't know. So, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen.